You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, it is time, ladies and gentlemen, to Tickle Leroy's Fancy.
Coochie, coochie, coo.
Whoa, all right, man. The week 7 of the NFL season is upon us.
Mm-hmm.
Let us start off with, of course, everybody's favorite, the London game. The L.A. Rams take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. No Puka Nacua. They have just ruled him out. Both teams at 4-2.
I'm facing
the Rams. The Rams are 3.5-point favorites, Leroy. Does this game tickle your fancy?
No. I'll catch the end of it to get me to my regular, you know, but I ain't bringing my iPad to watch it on the golf course.
I was about to say, I know you playing golf. With the weather like this.
Especially now, this weather.
This is like the favorite weather, right?
When the Dolphins played or the Browns played, I just brought my my iPad, and I hook my iPad on the windshield in the front of the golf cart, and then play through my speaker, and I'm watching TV like I'm looking at y'all right now.
Yep. The Dolphins, ever heard of them? At 1 o'clock, they visit the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland is a 2.5-point favorite. Both of these squads are 1-5 on the season.
Dude.
Tickle your fancy?
I mean, I guess it has to be.
My fancy is tickled.
Only
tickled
because
via obligation.
Yeah, but you know what? I hope two negatives make a positive. Like two bad teams, two teams struggling, and it ends up being a good game. However, I will say this. The weaknesses of the Miami Dolphins play into the strengths of the Cleveland Browns. And if you're a Miami Dolphins fan, that's terrifying.
I mean, all right, dude, respectfully, I don't know if anything's terrifying when you're 1-5.
But there's a couple of things that you can count on. Cleveland can run the football with Junkins. That's a fact. Okay? And Myles Garrett can get after the quarterback. That's a fact. They move Myles Garrett around. So if you looking and you watching the football game and you watching the Dolphins against the Browns and you see Myles Garrett across from Savannah Naya, then what you gonna say? Oh, Leroy knew what he was talking about.
Look, anybody can rush against the Miami Dolphins. I mean, it's not saying much. They're rushing less than the Dolphins are this year.
Huh?
They're rushing for less yards per game than the Dolphins this year.
Yeah, but that's because one, Junkins was out. And the other thing was
Junkins and the Trunkins?
No, remember he got in trouble in the offseason.
Minus one.
So he wasn't even in camp.
What?
You thought you were going to get that by?
Dude, that was, but I just you just keep it moving. So they didn't have him all year, but he's probably run besides the past 2 weeks. He's run the ball really well. So I'm just giving you a little heads up on what could happen or how to look at the game. Like if the Browns can't do nothing, they can do two things: rush the quarterback with Myles Garrett and run the football with Junkins. And that just happens to play into the two things that the Dolphins have struggled with.
In Chicago, the 3-2 Bears welcome in the New Orleans Saints. Chicago is a 4.5-point favorite. Does this game tickle your fancy, Leroy?
No, because I might keep a side eye on it simply because have we figured out the Bears yet? Right?
No. Yeah, they've won three in a row. Games,
huh?
Yeah, they've won three in a row.
Sometimes they look really good, and then other times they look like just wow. So it's kind of one of those things, but I keep a side eye on it.
But not fancy.
Not fancy, no.
All right. The New England Patriots are 4-2, currently leading the AFC East. They will visit the Tennessee Titans at 1-5. Does that game tickle your fancy? 6.5-point road favorites for the Patriots.
You know why. Just Cam Ward.
My fancy is tickled.
I just like that dude. I mean, he handles himself well. Like, he's if I'm keeping it a buck, we ass right now. Right?
So he did say that.
Yeah.
We got the Las Vegas Raiders at 2-4 visiting Arrowhead and the Kansas City Chiefs, who are a massive 12.5-point favorite this weekend over Las Vegas. Does this game tickle your fancy, Leroy?
No, but it seems like everybody's returning for Kansas City, and they seem to be getting a little bit going. So
said that after week one. I was like, oh, it's about what I said after when they lost to the Chargers. I'm like, no, he's throwing the ball deep. Like I saw him, they throwing the ball down fair, and they were just close. They weren't there yet, but they were close.
Well, they got Rashee Rice is back.
Right, but I'm just saying those receivers, when he wasn't there, they were starting to get time in with Mahomes. So Worthy got hurt. Came back, and then now they got a whole arsenal. Like that four of Rice, Brown, Worthy, Juju, yeah. Thornton, and then you include Kelsey.
Right.
Yeah, that offense is back to being that dynamic.
Pacheco has a lot of leg and arm movement to not be moving forward, right?
Nobody runs harder and faster for 2 yards than Isaiah Pacheco.
I mean, it looks like he just ran 100 and it'd be like 3 yards.
You know what it
gain.
Looks like? It hit me the other day.
He looks like the chick from that Walk Up the Stairs. What's that movie?
The Exorcist?
No.
Oh, what? The thing? From the well?
What's it called?
What was that movie?
When she came out of the
The well, right? She was coming out.
No, not the well. She came out of the well. Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot that movie.
I forgot.
It's
the name
D something. It's like. Anyway, he reminds me of like a kid's toy. You know those cars that you reverse it, and then when you let it go, it goes fast, and then it just stops like after 2 seconds.
The Ring. That's
the Ring.
It.
The Ring. That was the name of the movie.
The Ring.
But that's Pacheco. Pacheco's one of those old school toys, like the little cars that you gotta like rewind or like back up, and then it'll go fast.
Is he really like, to be honest, he has a lot of movement. Is he moving forward fast?
His whole body's moving, but it's not going further. Moving fast. It's just not moving further.
Right. It's not moving forward. It's like, yeah.
We got the Philadelphia Eagles, who have lost a couple in a row, but are 4-2. They are visiting the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh yeah,
Philly the Carson Wentz Bowl.
Philly's a 2.5-point road favorite. 1 o'clock kick. Does this game tickle your fancy, Leroy?
Yeah, I'm gonna be watching the Dolphins and the Browns, but I will. Definitely
my
keep
fancy
an eye on
is
that
tickled.
One. Because, I mean, like, are we worried about the Eagles? Like,
I'm not saying worried yet.
Right. What I can't figure out is like, yeah, they got up to a good start and everybody was complaining about, you know, them not being able to throw the ball down the field or get the ball to A.J. Brown and all these things, right?
But they haven't looked good offensively at all.
Right. But if you look at the whole landscape of NFL football, none of it has been – nobody has really looked that dominant other than Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even see Tampa's look dominant.
And they haven't looked dominant. They just had a bunch of great comebacks.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, it's going to be one of those years where the better teams are going to be able to weather these little storms right here. But it's going to be a lot of upsets, a lot of it happens. So I'm not worried about the Eagles. I'm worried about I don't know what McCarthy, when is he going to pick it up?
He's on a limited basis, so he might be back this week. I don't think they've made an official word on that yet.
Right.
So we'll see. But I think he's trending towards getting back in there, but I don't think it's official yet. We got the Carolina Panthers, a surprising 3-3 visiting the New York Jets. Carolina is a 1.5-point road favorite. Take your fancy?
Let me say this. Absolutely not.
Why not? They're feisty.
Can I just tell you, I'd rather go on the side of my house, give two strokes of paint, and watch it dry.
Then watch the Panthers?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Sorry, man. Didn't mean to, didn't think that. I thought they're one of the nice stories around the league right now.
Tampa's a nice story. Panthers are the Panthers.
They're one win away from having a winning record.
Really?
Yes.
At week 7?
Who cares, dude? They were the Panthers.
They are 3-3.
Okay.
They're in the playoff. They're in the hunt. The Dolphins. They're in the hunt.
The New York Giants are 2-4, and they visit Mile High and take on the Denver Broncos at 4:05. Denver is a 7.5-point favorite. Does this game tickle your fancy?
No, we got some stinkers. I'll take the Giants,
fancy
though.
Not tickled.
I'll take the Giants in the 7 points.
Really?
Denver ain't that damn good.
Defense is getting after it, dude.
They ain't that good.
Nah, this is the perfect.
Not 7.5-point favorites.
That defense is going to hurt that boy.
I'll take it. You want that action?
Yeah, let's do
I'll
it.
I'll take the Giants.
I'll take the Broncos plus the 7.
The lunch?
I mean, minus all 7. Right. Yeah.
In a half.
Minus 7.5. I'll do it.
Okay. All right. We do lunch.
The Indianapolis Colts, 5-1. They visit the L.A. Chargers at 4-2. Just beat the Dolphins, of course. Chargers are a 1.5-point favorite. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Yeah. Yeah. This is seems to be two playoff teams and one division winner. Right?
And the Chargers are getting some of their key players back. Joe Alt should be back.
Yep.
Khalil Mack should be back. So,
the Washington Commanders visit the Dallas Cowboys. Commanders 3-3. The Cowboys a stupid 2-3-1. Dallas is a 1.5-point favorite. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Is it? We still 1 o'clock?
No, it's a 4:25.
4:45. Okay. Yeah. I'll watch that. I'll watch that. I mean, Washington is fun to watch. Tickled.
Dallas,
right?
Is fun.
And Dallas can't stop nobody, but they can score. And CeeDee Lamb is going to be back, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Green Bay Packers at 3-1-1 are going to visit the Arizona Cardinals at 2-4.
5-point favorites?
6.5-point road favorites for the Packers. Tickle your fancy? I don't know if Kyler Murray's back.
No.
Fancy not
tickled. I wanted to say yes, but
he's
I would only be lying to myself.
Okay, fair enough. I think you have two games that are better in that slate anyway. And then Sunday Night Football, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
The Atlanta Falcons will be the Dolphins' opponent next week. They are 3-2 visiting the San Francisco 49ers, who are 4-2. San Francisco is a 2.5-point favorite. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Yes. It's basically
my fancy is tickled.
OG San Francisco versus new San Francisco. Same coach. They run very similar offenses. They run the ball, you know, that outside zone stuff. Same thing Mike McDaniel tries to do also. Outside zone with Bijan. They do it with CMC. Throw Bijan the ball, throw CMC the ball. But here's the kicker. Atlanta's the number one defense in the league. I know that's shocking, but they get after it. So it'll be interesting to see. I probably would. That's the only thing that terrifies me. That's a long trip Dude, that trip is long.
From a short week, yeah.
Yeah, that's a long trip. Oh, my goodness.
And once again, we have a doubleheader on Monday Night Football.
Damn. I like that 7 o'clock game. I like that 7 o'clock start. But I'm going to be honest with you. If I get invested in that 7 o'clock game, I'm going to forget all about that second game.
Well, the second game is super late this week. 7 o'clock, you have Buccaneers at Lions.
Ooh, Detroit. That's a good one.
Detroit's a 5.5-point favorite. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah. Over. A 5.5-point favorite over.
Whew. Mind you, man. Tampa is not going to have their rookie standout receiver. No Curtis Godwin. And Mike Evans may come back. Bucky Irving will be missing as well.
Who, Abuka?
Abuka, yes.
Abuka, yeah.
He's out. Godwin's out.
He was Bucky balling, Irving's too. Gone. But
Detroit has no
secondary. Are we to the point now where we can say, but they have Baker? Because that dude been throwing to whoever. Right?
Yeah.
I know it's like he's been getting it done with all them guys being hurt.
It's also Detroit at home where Goff is like, doesn't lose.
Yeah, I know. It'd be a good game. That might be one of the games I'm looking forward to all weekend.
And then finally, our last game at 10 o'clock. I know you won't be up, but
fancy
theoretically,
not tickled.
If you were Seattle, Leroy, Texans at Seahawks, would that... all right, fair enough. That does not tickle your fancy.
Fancy.
We'll take a break.
Tickled.
Get you caught up with your headlines, including another rough night for the Cats. Canes getting ready to go tonight. And the Miami Heat final preseason game. Dolphins got trade rumors swirling. We'll get into some of that next hour as well. Back after this.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.